May grace and peace be yours in abundance in the knowledge of God and Christ Jesus our Lord. Now, some of you will be able to connect with this. When you were growing up, did you ever receive one of those science kits? It contained ingredients so that you could conduct simple lab experiments. The kit also came with a microscope with a slide, and you could put things from simple water to ketchup on the slide and look at it under the scope. One recommendation was to put some onion skin under the scope. Now, we had onion skin at the house, so I asked my mom to give me a slice or two, and she did. I was completely unprepared for what I was about to behold. Seeing the structure of these individual cells in this onion skin took my breath away. It was a God moment for my childhood brain. Who knew that such delicate structures were present in the simple onion skin? We see so many items in this creation all around us. At first glance, they seem quite ordinary. But when their inner structure is revealed, we're awestruck by their beauty and form. So today, we're going to take a look at both biblical texts that speak of God's commandments. The commandments are God's law given to us. They have a dynamic, much like the looking at it through a microscope. The more we investigate the commandments, the more closely we probe and ponder them, the more we come to appreciate the wisdom of God. It comes down to the difference between the letter of the law and the spirit of the law. When we have superficial connection with the law, we tend merely to the letter of the law. We complete the bare necessity in order to be compliant. So take, for example, a four-way intersection. The letter of the traffic law requires that you come to a complete stop. But if the traffic is light and I'm in a hurry, what do you do? Well, I might be tempted just to take a quick stop and then kind of go on, sort of like a rolling stop. The law requires that I come to stop. So long as I stop, no matter how briefly, I'm following the letter of the law. But the spirit of the law looks beyond just my raw actions. The spirit of the law pulls out a microscope. It examines the inner workings of the law. Why is it necessary for me to stop here? Why is society benefited by a full stop and through a thorough search in all directions? How can I enhance the safety and welfare of my community? Our two Bible passages look beyond the letter of God's commandments to the spirit of God's law. They look to the divine brilliance and wisdom established with these commandments for us. So the passage there in Deuteronomy takes place in Israel and stands on the far banks of the Jordan River. They have left their slavery in Egypt, and they have traveled through the wilderness for 40 years. Now they stand ready to enter the promised land. But before they enter, Moses addresses the nation. Moses encourages them to align their living in accordance with God's commands. And he tells them these commands are intended to promote life and goodness. That's why God gave them to us. They're not, therefore, our benefit. Moses says, choose life. Moses realized that the spirit of God's law promotes life. So in our reading now from St. Matthew, Jesus lifts up several commandments and puts them under the microscope. Under this closer examination, the scope of the commandments becomes more expansive, For instance, Jesus expounds on the fifth commandment, you shall not kill. Under the letter of the law, we all understand what it is to kill. The letter of the law simply instructs us not to take a physical life. It seems like one of the easier commandments to follow. But Jesus draws us into the spirit of the law. Here's the deal, he says. When you insult someone, you've just killed them. Derogatory words kill the core of the soul. A harsh comment has the power to affect a person for their entire life. So Jesus is absolutely right when he says that words can kill. And Jesus puts three commandments under the microscope in today's gospel. He looks deeply, deeply into them and reveals the spirit of God's law. What he reveals is, you know, sometimes we think of the law as like, oh my, that's bad. No, no, no. He reveals love and respect. We often look to a simple question. It leads us directly to the spirit of the law. We've all heard that. What would Jesus do in this situation? When we are in a quandary of what to do, the simple question can bring a fuzzy vision into sharp focus. The query brings us directly to the spirit of the law, and that spirit is love. Love is the fulfillment of the law. When we put God's law under the microscope, when we look at it as closely as possible, we see that it boils down to love. What we think sometimes, what would Jesus do? The question is so clarifying because it brings us right to the inner workings of the commandments. It's love. We now are channels of God's love for the world. Amen. The peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, keep your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus until life everlasting. Amen.